like in on yoga teacher trainings. Some I teach
You're a yoga teacher training?
On the yoga teacher trainings. I do some parts of theoretical like classes on the theory of yoga and Vedic culture and what that's Bhagavad Gita and so on. So I want the next my classes. I want a kind of based on that to make understand the future yoga teachers how important it is that we kind of communicate like our real heart to anyone who we meet.
Can you say it again? It's important for yoga teachers
to I want to base on that sentence what you said.
To teach
then,
them how.
Yes, to communicate how it's important and actually how our duty is to communicate our heart with everyone we meet, especially in the role of teacher.
Based on a phrase I said in a lecture.
Yes, and
which was what again?
The phrase was that our duty is to shed the light of our realization to the hearts of ignorant.
The darkened hearts of the ignorant.
Yeah.
We shed the light of our realizations on the darkened hearts of the unfortunate.
Yeah.
That's nice. So that was the question.
Yeah. Okay. That's one thing. What is very.
So you're going to teach them how to. You're going to teach yoga teachers how to do that with their students.
Yes, and how it's important is how valuable and how actually we need to do this in any kind of interaction with that.
I should just comment or
whatever you like.
Basically what you're saying is a teacher has to be a teacher of knowledge and he has to give not only mind but heart to the students. So the teacher of yoga teacher who may be teaching Astanga yoga or meditative practices or physical postures or breathing techniques or different yoga systems to enable one to become healthy, balanced, or to meditate or to realize himself or to realize God in some different way. So he may be teaching what he or she has learned from their teachers and books, the book knowledge and their own physical experience and proficiency at the practice of yoga and meditation techniques, whatever they may be. But more important is the inner discoveries of the teacher, the gut experience of the teacher, not just the ability to repeat what you've heard or to teach what you've learned, but the ability to convey what you've realized, to share what you've experienced. And that's the biggest need of the day. Not only learned wisdom teachers in any field, but those who have actually realized the wisdom they're propagating. Anyone can propagate wisdom if they have a good memory and good speaking talents and they have charisma and compassion. Or teacher's training. But to communicate, to actually have, as a teacher, to have had tangible, what we say in Hindi, anubhuti, tangible experiences of transcendence, of the higher reality and dimension, and actually having that yoga means the union with divine, the union with the invisible. Yoga means perception of the invisible and union with the intangible. In any form of yoga. So the true teacher has had that. Whether it's bhakti yoga, ashtanga yoga, jnana yoga. These are real yogas. Otherwise, karma dealing, action dealing and karma yoga is not really yoga in the true sense of the word because you're not getting liberated by any of that practices. You're just moving in the material world in higher or lower positions, depending on your karma and the practice of karma yoga. But the Western ideas, there's the idea of transcendence. So how this statement that came out about it's the duty of the realized to shed light on the darkened hearts of the beginners. That's why we have sadhusanga. That's why I associate with advanced devotees, to catch up the vibration that they emanate and to experience, to see the reality that they've realized by their blessings and by their darshan and by their words. So the true yoga teacher has he has experienced yoga. Yoga in the fullest sense is union of the finite with the infinite. By darshan, by vision, by perception, by identity, emerging of identity, by direct vision, intuitive perception. So the true teacher is the realized soul, the God-realized soul, and of course God has many aspects, depending on your subjective view. And there's, in the Vedic Indian conception, God perfectly can be realized in the heart of all, or as a separate object of love, or as one with me, that I am he and he is me, the oneness aspect. They say in our Bhagavad Puran, the learned, the Vedantists, the learned people, Vedanti tat tatva vidas yataj gyanam advayam brahmati paramatmati bhagavanti shamyate. Although sometimes this is presented as if it's a gradation of higher or lower, but that's not actually the intent of the Bhagavat, nor is the meaning of the verse. The verse is actually saying that the Vedanti tat tatva vidas yataj gyanam advayam. Those that are learned, those rishis and sages and munis and learned wise, the wisdom teachers and gurus, tat advaya gyan. That advaya, that means that truth which is beyond duality. The truth which is beyond duality. Duality means man and woman, and young and old, rich and poor, black and white, day and night, birth and death. But advaya gyan means the knowledge that there's no dua. There's no two, it's one. The ultimate oneness. So the knowledge of ultimate oneness comes in three. And they're all equal and they're all perfect. And they're all absolute, transcendental, and desirable depending on the individual's viewpoint. So one can perfectly realize God as Brahman, or as, which is cosmic consciousness, the force, the energy, eternality, eternal peace and bliss with non-identity and non-individuality. That's Brahman, Brahmasyuja Mukti. Or you can realize the presence of God in every atom and every heart, Paramatma. God is in me and in everything and everyone. And that I'm good with that. It's an ecstatic realization and a personal realization of feeling the embrace of the Lord everywhere and seeing the presence of the Lord everywhere. A passive, personal bliss. You're there, I'm here, I'm in bliss. There's no one, you do nothing, I do nothing. I know you're there, you know I'm here. So I know Krishna is in everyone's heart, and I feel bliss. This is Paramatma, the yogi. Brahma-bhuta prasanatma. But then the devotee, he wants exchange. He wants relationship, movement, interaction, give and take, transcendental loving dealings with God as a person. And that's the Vaishnava conception, Ram, Vishnu, Krishna. So therefore, I think there's two emphases for the teacher in any spiritual field. One is the acquiring, if he's a true teacher, he must acquire the fullest possible available knowledge on the subject that he or she is professing, to the best of their retention and ability to study and learn and repeat and share what they've collected along the way from various teachers' experiences and books, they must be able to distribute that transcendental wisdom to the seekers of truth. That's one aspect. But that aspect combined with the experiential aspect, the anubhuti vichara, consideration of one's actual experience with the ultimate meaning of yoga. Because the purpose of asana is breathing, the purpose of breathing is meditation, the purpose of breathing is realization. And the purpose of realization is liberation. And the purpose of realization is seeing God. Being God, seeing God, or feeling God. Being God is Brahman, seeing God is Paramatma, feeling God is Bhakti. So this is, in one sense, should be emphasized more, the attainment of the realization of yoga, the inner personal realization of yoga, which will then emanate with it in everything you do, in everything you see and everything you say. If it's a realization of divine as love, personhood, personal love, then you'll emanate personal love wherever you go. Your life will be yoga. Your speech will be yoga. Your heart will be yoga. Everything is yoga. So this is... we know we've all met different teachers. Some know but haven't realized. Some realize but they don't know. And it's very rare to find those that know and have realized. And so that's the general yogi, the standard yogi. But then the bhakti yogi is yogi. He knows, he's realized, and he tastes ras. So this is the bhava bhakta, rasika, and premi bhakta, who is so rare, so durlabham. I can say this much.